When the ground is covered with a white winter cloak, and the winged creatures are less and less common in the Lithuanian sky, various species of them can be found in Nemunas Delta and Curonian Spit. Spotted redshanks and golden plovers have stayed here for the winter over the last year. Eurasian curlew is staying here more often, too. As the climate gets warmer and the winter becomes less harsh, we can listen to the melodic trumpets of the hooper swans, whose have already flown back, or have not left Lithuania, at the end of January. Later, as Curonian Spit is covered with ice, they are on their way to the south. It should be noted that in 2019 and 2020, white-fronted and tundra bean geese have spent the winter at the Lithuanian border with Latvia for the first time in the last century. The Baltic Sea is a winter paradise for birds. Non-freezing sea that always has something to offer attracts snow buntings, the beautiful long-tailed ducks and also velvet scoters, whose are distinguished by their unique features and an impressive beak shape, during winter. Bohemian waxwings are tasting rowan, juniper and hawthorn berries in Naringa. Having taken a closer look at the openings in Klaipeda piers, one can see gray seals and a rare stellar eider, or at least a common eider swimming near the coast. Returning from the Curonian Spit, it is worth stopping in Kintai Forest. The sounds of the winter birds are spellbinding and remind of a true winter fairy tale. Here one can meet the smallest owl in Lithuania, pygmy owl that is breeding in this massif. Short-eared and long-eared owls are choosing Sisa polders as a spot to spend the wintertime. One can observe snow buntings, Lapland buntings, rough-legged buzzards in the vicinity of Nemunas Delta during winter. One can also see hen harriers flying above the ground, dippers flying over the water, hawk owls in gushing streams or on electricity wires scanning the meadows with their yellow eyes, as well as great gray shrike. In fact, some of the species do not appear on Nemunas Delta every year, and some appeared only a year ago, like the Ural owl, for example. Previously, one had to travel to the northern regions of Lithuania to see it. Woodlark spending its winter in Vent Cape feeder is a real joy, as well as blackcaps that are ringed during winter. A synchronized accounting of birds spending their winter, which is carried out in mid-January in Nemunas Delta and Curonian Spit, as well as all of Europe, after a long break was initiated only in 2010 in Lithuania. We invite you to contact Lithuanian Ornithological Society and be a part of our accounting team. As a nature photographer and the founder of Wildlife Photography Hideouts, a small partnership for Eagles is proud to welcome all wildlife photographers. We provide an opportunity to capture shots of white-tailed eagles and other no less impressive birds since 2016. Bird photography season begins in September and continues up to the end of March, when the fifth season of the year begins, that is the flood season in Nemunas Delta. No matter how rarely winter visits Lithuania Minor, here it is the most beautiful. We sincerely invite you to admire the winged guests from the far north, individually or with us, in the hideouts of white-tailed eagles. Here is some examples of bird sounds: pygmy owl, blackcaps, Ural owl, great gray shrike. See you soon.